Pharmacy.
Yes. Could I speak to someone regarding a question as to contraception?
What is your question?
Well, I don't want to talk too loud here. I have my girlfriend in the other room,
mm-hmm.
and I was just wondering, I don't have any condoms or any type of vaginal cream or foam or anything, and I was wondering, I took a piece of that, you know, the stuff that the newspapers come in, that bag, and I cut a piece of it off, and I'm using a tourniquet. Is that effective as far as warding off unwanted pregnancy?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, and I can't, I don't want to talk too loud here.
Okay,
I was wondering,
if you don't want any possibility of impregnating her, you don't want
to... Well, you're telling me, because I'll tell you, she's a very, very ugly person.
Don't touch her then.
Well, that's the problem. In order for her to, for us, she's insisting that I do this. I just was wondering.
You, sir, you can say no just as well as she can.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I want to say no. But my question is, now that I've maintained an adequate erection, is there anything around the kitchen, perhaps, that I could use in lieu of a condom?
No, sir.
Maybe a Glad alligator bag or a
saran
wrap tinfoil?
Nothing.
Maybe a balloon?
No, sir.
What if I pull out?
What?
What if I pull out? The coitus interruptus. If right before...
Oh, that's not safe either.
Well, God, what if...
Abstinence is going to be the only sure way.
What about other forms of information or copulation, like anal intercourse? Is there any way, for example, of an errant sperm finding its way to the vaginal os?
There aren't. These are just not questions you should be asking a pharmacist.
Well, I saw this commercial, and there was an old lady who had drank poison, and she called you.
Okay,
now,
poison
woman,
control we can handle.
Now, if a woman can call you...
This kind of a question, sir,
after she's had poison... Well, put it this way. The amount of semen that's building up in me right now is really almost like a poison. And if I don't eradicate it soon, I'm going to blow up. So my question is very simply this.
Hold on a minute.
Sure.
Can I help you?
Yes. I was talking to somebody regarding contraception. I was put on hold.
Yeah. No.
Yes, I was wondering if there was anything I could use for a safe and effective contraception in lieu of a condom. She had suggested to me that the condom pretty much was the best way. But I was wondering, I one time bought some Naloxone 9, and I was wondering, I understand that's very effective.
It's not as effective as a condom, but it would be a second choice.
Well, the only problem is, as I was explaining, and I feel like a fool here. I hope you don't mind me calling you, but I saw this commercial where this old lady drank poison and called you, and I figured, well, hell, if you know about poison, you gotta know this. Is there anything I could use around the house that could be a substitute for a Naloxone 9? Shaving cream?
No, nothing.
Vinaigrette, Dijon mustard, anything along those lines?
No, there is not.
What about driveway gravel?
No, no, I've gotta go. I have
aquarium?
A doctor waiting. Okay?
Well...
Good afternoon.